Good morning. Nice to see all of you here. I will start by talking a little bit about the method and how it was developed, and then we'll enter more into the theme of the workshop and the exploration of movement. We're here today to explore the work of Dr. Moshe Feldenkrais, an Israeli physicist and engineer, judo master. It was work that he developed out of his own damaged knees. He was an avid soccer player as a young man and really destroyed both knees. And at one point he was going to get surgery, but they told him there's a 50% chance you won't walk. And he thought, well, that doesn't offer me much. He couldn't figure out why some days his knees would hurt and some days they wouldn't hurt. He would have pain in this knee, stay off it for a while, and it would heal, but then this knee would start to hurt. Then this knee would get better, but this one would hurt. Sometimes both, sometimes neither. And he thought, well, I must be doing something different on these days that my knees don't hurt. And he made a study of himself in movement, reading a great deal of anatomy and physiology, while at the same time gaining an understanding of how the neurology of our system affects us. Around the same time as he was exploring this, he was married. His wife was a pediatrician. One of his favorite pastimes was to go to the waiting room and watch the children. And he began to observe the quality of their learning, which is largely the basis of the method we explore here. The idea that the nervous system's function is to learn. So he'd watch these children playing, and he found that they always had an intention towards something. So for example, a child might see a toy over there, and it would start to crawl towards it. But maybe as it crawled towards it, the toy was one level up. And so as he crawled towards it, maybe the toy lost interest, but the step became interesting. Maybe it never encountered a step before like this. So it would put one leg on it, one hand on it, try to eat it, and explore this step, and maybe forget about the toy that first called its attention. So what stood out in this for Moshe, for Feldenkrais, was this idea of staying involved in a process with an overall intention, so that it's not just to get to a goal, but to be active in the process of arriving at a goal. But it is not essential to arrive at the goal. What becomes essential is how do we involve ourselves in the process? How do we stay attentive to ourselves in the process? And through his study of understanding the neurology and physiology of the self, and through the use of his attention, he found that he could walk without pain. But he had bad knees till the day he died. What became important to him was not to fix his knees, but can I do what I want to do in my life? So in this sense, all of us have some experience of being damaged in some way. Some have pain, some have injuries, some are stiffer, some are looser. I can't touch my toes, but my life is pretty good. But we get attached to these ideas that if I can do that, then my life will be good. So maybe you think by the end of these 2 days, your life will be better. And I think it will be, but maybe not as you expect. Some of the thinking behind this work, Moshe looked at what is occurring in a human being at all times. There's thinking, which we think is thinking, which is more often just a conversation with ourselves. More about what I did do, what I didn't do, what I should do, what I shouldn't do. If I had said that, I wouldn't be here now. If I'd done that, I'd be happier. And we call this thinking. There's also feeling on an emotional level. This is something that occurs in us all the time. We're not always in touch with it. Often part of our inquiry into feeling is because we don't know what we're feeling. That's probably because we're thinking. There's also sensing. And sensing is the taking in and processing of information. And the last thing that Moshe observed was this movement or action. So we have thinking, feeling, sensing, and moving. Now to change how we think, it's not so easy. It's possible, but it takes a long time. For example, how do you know when you're thinking differently? You say, I think I'm thinking differently. And we fool ourselves. The same thing with our feelings. There are many techniques now today that actually bring us in touch with our feelings more quickly. But for the most part, we don't have a very good understanding of it. Usually we don't want to feel what we feel, or we want to feel something else. And to change how we process and take in information, as I said, is possible, but we don't have time this weekend. But to affect how we move is immediate. The idea that if we affect how we move, or think, or feel, it potentiates a change in any of these other areas. So as the result of changing our movement, understanding it, and experiencing it differently, we often find ourselves thinking differently and having a different emotional life also. This is important to understand because for many people, Feldenkrais is about getting rid of pain, which is more of a side effect of the work. It's why most people come to see Feldenkrais practitioners or workshops. It serves a good purpose. So this will be the body of work that we're looking at this weekend. I'll tell you briefly how I fell into this work. I'm still falling in it, by the way. I was an actor before I did this work, and I hurt my back, and I got better myself. And then about a month later, I was wallpapering my acting teacher's bathroom. This is how I made a living. It's not funny. I was very depressed. And I hurt my back again. And my acting teacher said, go see this Feldenkrais practitioner. And I had read one of Moshe's books prior to that, and the thinking was very interesting, but the movements made no sense to me at all. And I threw the book away. So I didn't go to see the Feldenkrais practitioner. I went to a chiropractor. And he popped me in the back. No, it doesn't work again. I was trying again. So. And after that, I had more pain. So I went to the Feldenkrais practitioner. And he put me kneeling over a table,
like this.
And I was wearing shorts. Very gently, he starts prodding one buttock and the other. And I became more and more nervous. And I was convinced he had no idea what he was doing because it was so gentle. It didn't feel like anything. It was obviously a waste of time and money. And I stood up at the end and I had no pain. And I said, what did you do? He said, you did it. And I said, no, really, what did you do? He said, I was helping your body do what it was doing. And I thought, oh, it's a secret. And I proceeded to not have any more pain. A few days later, I noticed when I was driving, at the time I lived in New York City, and there's a road called the FDR Drive, which is like a human pinball machine. And as I was driving, I noticed I was no longer getting angry when someone cut in front of me. And I couldn't figure out where this came from. And I kept thinking about this Feldenkrais lesson. And I was intelligent enough to learn to get angry again, so I really had a choice. But I was quite taken by the fact that somehow I was influenced by something that I didn't plan on being influenced by. And I went back to try to figure out what he was doing. But he never did the same thing twice. And after the third time, I thought, I want to learn this. And I thought, I'll do this part-time and pursue acting. But it didn't happen as I planned.